set back. Bitch, if I trap out, I'm sure I'ma get back. I've been through the ups and downs, you know I get around. So to me, it's all a part of the game. If I ain't get caught.
What is good? What is good? What is good? I know we are choppy. We're all over the place today, but we're going to get right into it. We got a crazy episode today. Major look, episode 10. We're definitely going to touch on episode 9 because we kind of missed last week. We were busy. But with that, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to introduce my brother, the Ghost. What up? What up?
What's good, man? What's good, people? Yeah, my bad on last week. Was a little under the weather. Couldn't make the episode, so we're making it happen now.
It was me too, bro. I had to get this new piece I got right here. See that?
Okay. Yeah, it's fresh. It's fresh.
Appreciate it. So real quick, bear with me. You are already live. If you need to change the stream key, remove this destination from the stream key, then re-add it. I'm trying to figure this out real quick.
That season finale was wild.
Yeah, that was that. So I'm seeing a lot of people say, and I'm gonna also share this on we're live on Twitter and live on Insta right now. Should be live on Insta. If you wanna go ahead and check your Insta real quick, see if we're live on there. I am seeing a lot of people say how this was the best. Yeah, nah. Once you're live, if stream is public, you'll find it at the top of your feed on Instagram. Okay, cool. So that's fine. I think we're live. Got my flashlight on over here. Technical difficulties. Either way. So all right. So back to it. I'm seeing a lot of people say that this was the best. You know, power universe, like this is the best series. Like, honestly, this was a great final. This was a great final, but nothing's topping book two right now for me personally. I don't know how you feel on that.
I agree, man. I can't wait to see where they left off there. But we're not here to talk about book two.
No, we're not. Hold on, I'm just trying to check the it logged me out. All right, well, we're just gonna roll with the punches. We'll figure it out for next week, I guess. All right, anyways. So before we dive into let's get into me. So we missed last week. Hold on. First of all. Can y'all hear that? We got some buttons, y'all. You feel me? Anyways, before we get into episode 10, I know we missed last week. We definitely got to touch on episode 9. I wrote some stuff. We don't got to go all through it because, you know, we want to get
what
into
you
the
got, what you
nitty
got,
gritty.
Let's hear it.
Here's some of the things I wrote. You can kind of elaborate on it if you want. And we see it a lot in this episode, but I wrote down Kanan stepping up to Ronnie. That was one big thing that we missed on episode 9.
You definitely seen it here. In this last episode.
100%. I thought this was very, very interesting in episode 9. Rock being more of a mother to Juke than to Kanan. That to me, that was like something that was crazy to me. Because it's like, she's all like hard and whatnot with Kanan. And it's just like, the same amount of love, and it's been since season 1 that she shows Juke, she doesn't show that same affection towards Kanan. I don't know if you saw that or what you felt about that. I thought that was something that was pretty huge. What else did I write here? I mean,
end of the day, she said she still loves Kanan, you know.
She
went and got half a mil, put up her house, her little place she got, and got the money to get him.
Right. That's what we see in episode 10.
I'm just a good point to take from that previous episode for sure.
Yeah, right.
Also remember Jukes never really had a mother figure, so in a sense,
When she finally did get that mother figure, the mother tried to fucking take her to a priest and get baptized. Yeah, beat her straight. Fucking horrible. Let me see. Oh, so this was what kind of set everything off on episode 10. I wrote this down. The Juke case being reopened after the big performance. You know, the three girls thinking, is this a studio zec? Yeah.
That had me cracking up, bro.
I'm like, yo, if they only knew. I saw that. I was like, this motherfucker, this man. It's always a cop trying to ruin it in the Power Universe, you know? You can leave it up to them. Gerald's death, his daughter dying. I thought that was like, I did not expect it. I said something 2 weeks before about something was gonna happen with the kids. I don't remember right now what I said, but either way, not only his daughter dying, him admitting to Marvin that he's a CI. And then committing, pretty much ODing on drugs.
Oh yeah!
All in that same episode, sad, like that was a hefty episode.
But that was the only thing left for Gerald at that point. Either that or a bullet.
Right. So at the end of the day, he goes out helping his boy Marvin. See Howard. As we find out in this episode, Howard pinning everything on, trying to pin everything on Marvin, trying to change Rock's mind and convince her to do it. I actually thought the way that they were shaping this out, and we're gonna get on Lou because I gotta hash a lot of issues with Lou. Lou really got on my nerves, and this last episode he really got on my nerves. Howard trying to pin everything on Marvin.
We can elaborate more on that for this season finale here.
Right. Howard getting confronted. Let me see. I'm just kind of reading what I wrote.
My big takeaway from episode 9 was the scene when they were driving Lou off to the rehab, and it shows just as they were passing by, it shows the woods. You know, my expectation was to, you know, see like Neek crawling to the top, you know, hand stretched out like, help me, you know. So that's what I thought was gonna happen when they were driving through there. But that scene to me, I feel like that foreshadowed what happened at the end of the episode, which
actually that's how it ended, so mm-hmm. That's just because all the other stuff are, you know, I have a lot more written down theories of like you know, famous, we get his full government name, Sean, which, you know, we could talk about that now going into episode 10. And you know about
If nobody's watched the episode yet, it's about to be mad spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. What we got here? Let me see some of that right there. Some of that right there. You know, some of that right there. All right. So first off, right? Let me get into character. Hold on. Wait.
So we started the episode talking like this because the man, the myth, the legend, Ronnie, is dead.
So what y'all think about that? Like, all right, so let's jump into, we find out they didn't kill Lou. And it was very mischieving. I mean, I saw seeing it from the beginning, I knew Lou wasn't dead, but the way that they had 50 monologuing and then Lou's eyes closed, and you just see like his top portion laying down, it looked like he was in a coffin for that 1 second, real quick, when they were shooting, and then it just goes boom, and he opens his eyes, and he's on, he's, you know, on the couch.
You thought he was in heaven, bro?
Nah, I just thought they were. I thought they were just doing a funeral for him, you know? I was just like, they didn't... I had to sit back and be like, they really didn't just kill my boy, right? Like, they really didn't just
kill him and then have a funeral?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. But let's just jump into Lou, man. I'm gonna get it off my chest.
Let's go.
I'm gonna get it off my chest. Because...
His character, bro, went from... The badass,
the most badass.
Getting shit done to I guess he couldn't handle all his demons per se. So
bro, but like to the point to where like in this episode, there's a point where he sneaks into the supply room and he gets
and
an extension
to kill
cord.
Himself. I knew that's what he was going to do.
Yeah,
but
he
didn't do it.
Yeah, because he saw himself in the mirror. Like, dude, what you doing? Like, what the hell's going on? But like, see, that to me though, the way he was acting in this episode, I didn't think it was gonna go to that length. I thought he was actually gonna be like, yo, just let me put the fall. I thought he was gonna be like, yo, Rock, I wanna take the fall. Like, I ain't good on the streets no more. Like, I need to do something, and this is how I can help you, and I can repent for what I've done wrong. I thought he was gonna be like, yo, let me take the fall. Because somebody's gonna take the fall, because they keep on like foreshadowing, like, yo, you know, Marvin this and Marvin that.
Well,
we come to find out
who's gonna take the fall.
Yeah. We come to find out that it's fucking Howard who takes the fall in this episode. And like,
I knew immediately that was gonna happen from the moment Kanan did what he did. I was like, yep, that's it. And Howard,
bro,
said, do you
I
see
didn't
this
think...
shit? Bow.
Yeah.
Yo.
He just looked, and then I love the camera angle where he's like saying that. Yeah, he's like, did you see this shit? Like, are y'all watching this? And then you just see Rock. I'm like, Rock's not gonna about to do this. I thought Rock was pointing the gun at Kanan. Like, the way the camera
dude.
If you relook, like, I'm doing a rewatch as we talk right now. Like, I got it in the background playing. And by the way, I'm at the scene right now where Kanan finds out that Ronnie did a hit on Rock. So he shows up and grabs and pops restaurant. He come in like how we just said about the last episode. Homie is just out here like stepping up to Ronnie, like he don't give a shit. Like, he just, you know, like, it is what it is. Like, I don't care. Where was I going with that? I totally blanked. I just looked up and I saw that. I was like, that was a good scene.
That goes into how, well, the end of Ronnie. I knew the minute he was going to reach down in that bag and I saw Kanan walk up behind him, I was like, yep, that's it. Ronnie's done.
And with that, I do like how... As a fan watching, I did not know that the kidnapping was a ruse. Was staged. Because
that's Kanan.
When he's with,
we're starting to see that Kanan now.
Bro, because when he was with Juke, he was acting like, yo, I know this is Ronnie. Like, da 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 da. Like, this ain't gonna happen. Like, you know, whatever. And then that's what made Juke run.
Yeah, I mean, it all happened kind of too easy, you know. They ain't do nothing to Juke, you know. They just,
I don't know.
Like, well, they wanted her to go tell him, I guess, you know.
Yeah, but still, but even with that, it's like, it felt like more of a ransom. Like it really felt like, yo, like if you don't give me this money, I'm gonna kill your son type of thing. So obviously, like, I didn't expect them that
they
were ever.
They need a messenger.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they didn't do nothing to Juke.
Exactly my point. So that's why I was like, damn, this could be something serious. But then we come to find out that, you know, Kanan and Ronnie staged this whole thing. And, you know, when, like I said, that camera pans in, you just see, you know, Kanan doing his Kanan walk behind Ronnie while he, you know, Urkel over here. What he said, something about money. He said,
that's a lot of money.
Dude, that's a lot of money. That's what he said. He said, that's a lot of money. And then, you know, you see Kanan come up and shoot him in the back of the head. And then that, I'm telling you, that shot was just crazy, bro. The pan in on Rock. And when you're seeing Rock, bro, she literally just goes up like this in the camera shot. Mm-hmm. So to me, looking real quick, I was like, wait, hold on. She pointing that at Kanan. We come to find out, she's pointed at fucking Howard.
Yeah, and Howard's I knew it was going straight to Howard. Why would she point at Kanan, bro? Like, she's going to get him. She's going to save her son.
I will say this, killing
Howard so they can do exactly what they want to do. Drop it all on Howard. Dirty cop,
right,
involved with ex inmate, So Howard's gonna take a big fall there, and who knows, maybe next season they're gonna wrap up that case. But anyways, that's a segment for the theories. But
Right. Yeah, so what other things would you want? Well, we could touch on a big thing, but I feel like that's going to lean into more theories, so we could leave that big reveal at the end a little later.
A little bit earlier. Crystal, Kanan's girlfriend or whatever she is at this point, mentioned she was possibly pregnant. Eight. So and you mentioned, you know, what if that is Sean's mom? You know, Sean from OG Power, Kanan's son. So, also named after famous. But
come on, people, cheer it on! Cheer it on for me, people! Cheer it on for me. You feel me? I really think it's that is her. But then again, I mean, it's Kanan.
Match, so
yeah, it's Kanan. Kanan can have like five baby mamas for all we know. For all we know. Because
do the it could math. Be somebody that shows up, maybe in Tommy, maybe in Tariq's. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Maybe that could be the next, or where they go.
Yeah.
You know, where, yeah, you who know. Helps them out?
They randomly meet somebody and be like, "Oh yeah, Kanan's firstborn son." Some crazy shit. Who knows what they're gonna do with that? But. All I'm going to say, I believe they're going to 2-bit. That's where Tariq's going to go. But anyways, let's get back on topic.
Yeah. Back. Straight line, brother. Straight line. We're already 18 minutes in, and we talking about theories already. So let's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, so right now I'm looking at the scene where Kanan's about to get kidnapped. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about Famous. I think that's huge.
His mom turning that gun in.
Hey, I think Famous's mom about to get it.
Oh my gosh.
I think Famous's mom is about to get it, because that ain't the first time she meddles in with some shit. You feel me? Like, it's like, even if he did kill somebody, you my mom. Like, why are you supposed to be on my side? You feel me? Like,
yeah. I mean, she kind of was. I don't know.
Yeah, when it was too late, she realized she fucked up. Like, she's sitting at the table and she's like, "Oh shit!" And then I gotta give it to Famous. He had a good story. Be like, "Nah,
yeah, I mean, shit was crazy." Famous, I give him props. Famous really held it down. So I could definitely see him playing a more crucial role next season.
A more crucial role, yes, yeah. But what's always going to be lingering over Famous's head is that tape. Yeah. That tape says what he did. That tape says what happened. So if they really wanted to, they can use that against him.
Yeah.
So that's
but that I don't know. I think what happened to Famous, that was definitely a big part. And I know earlier in the series, I was thinking, Famous's character, he's there, but he's not gonna be there for that long.
Right.
But
But I think it was you mentioned it, how, well, like we said earlier about episode 9, how Famous's actual government name is Sean, and you made that connection earlier about how, Kanan's son is Sean. So then that could be an homage or something like that, because Kanan seems like the type of person that he there's a meaning to everything Kanan does. There's always a meaning. So that I agree with you. I think we're gonna figure out that, that the reason why Sean is named Sean is because of Famous. Now,
Yeah.
here's what I want to know. Do you think Lou will make a comeback next season, or do you think he's just gonna call it quits?
On downward trend, most likely. It's hard to say with Lou. I really don't. I'm
Because
gonna say no,
they keep
man.
show.
I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's just like either do it or don't, you know?
Unless he's gonna just break himself down and reinvent himself, the new Lou. But what's he gonna do? Get back into the game? Do the same shit he was doing?
Well, no, that's why I'm asking, because I mean, I feel like they keep on setting up this whole Famous and that meeting they're supposed to go to for the music thing, because Famous said no, he's my producer, he's the guy who did the beats and all that stuff. So like that's what I'm saying. I mean, do you
Is
think
his music
he's gonna
career gonna take off?
it
He's
could
gonna focus on that more.
because I forgot what episode it was, and it was actually when the FBI people first came into the scene this season. They mentioned on how, or I think it was 50 doing a voiceover on one of the episodes. He mentioned how music and the drug game is at an all-time high right now in that, where they're at in the show.
Yeah.
So could that be where it starts intertwining? Does Lou become that guy again? Like, that's where it's like we don't really know, but definitely something to think about. Okay, so before we get into the final big thing about the episode, and then we can move on to theories, check a couple things on Twitter and all that, or X, whatever you guys call it. I call it Twitter. So, you want to touch on anything that we missed? I know we haven't talked about Juke finally making the decision
Yeah, I
that she
mean,
wants to go.
at this point, I'm gonna say she's gone to the army. Juke done made up her mind. She's gonna go in the army, and from there, she's gonna come out and become a police officer. And that's how we'll know the future Juke that we see.
I kind of don't like though how like they kind of didn't even touch on her leaving the group. She kind of just left, like they didn't.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they kind of like showed the lady and being like, "Nah, you ain't never gonna sing again," and like something like that, just so we know that thing
See,
is dead.
I was kind of thinking maybe they would sort of spin that off for some sort of publicity within their girl group,
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
some
Like,
kind of thing like that,
I think that actually would have been smart. But,
That's what I was kind of thinking, but it seemed like that whole project, because going into the episode, it's literally 2 weeks later.
right.
And
Right.
so I'm
But yeah.
guessing the whole group just disband. That's it.
All
Butter
right.
premiered and butter end. That's it.
Butter premiered and then it melted right on stage, just like that. Okay, so let's get into the big kahuna.
The big thing, but one
The
thing,
return. The return that I've
yeah,
said.
in that scene, what really caught me was when Kanan killed Ronnie, And Rock just looked like kind of surprised and impressed at the same time. But then
yes.
She killed Howard, and freaking Kanan was like, what? Like, he's so lost right now.
He's lost. Like,
he's confused.
What just happened?
Yeah,
he goes, what did she just do? And then before she says, let's go, she picks up the money, bro, in the bag, picks it up and goes, you coming with us? Kanan's like, I bet, I'm out. And then they left.
For real.
Like, bro.
No questions asked. You might be next.
This is all I heard.
Yeah, how about Marvin coming in?
Yeah. Yo, for real, Marvin looked like he was fucking Neo from the Matrix over here, just shooting like
one,
crazy, bro.
One comment I do have to say about Marvin this episode. I did not notice him with any snacks or any food.
I'm trying to think about it.
Bro, Marvin was not snacking or eating this entire episode.
He wasn't really, yeah. He was on the move a lot this episode, wasn't he? I'm trying to glance right now. They're in a restaurant talking to Snaps and Pops when they're trying to get the money to get Kanan. And he ain't got no food with him. So
check, bro. Maybe he's grabbing a peanut or something, you know. But I'm telling you, this episode, I didn't notice Marvin with any snacks or food, even when he is on the move. You know, Marvin always got a bag of chips or something.
Always munch or ramen noodles. You know, I was about to come in here with a bowl of cereal.
Number 37.
Bowl of 37. Cereal. Yeah.
Missing Ronnie already.
Yeah, bro. I will say, and I didn't expect him to die this fast. I didn't expect Ronnie to die this fast. Because it felt like a lot of buildup.
Well, I mean, it had to be one or two things. Either Ronnie died or Rock died.
Right.
That's what it had to come down to. But with killing Ronnie, I guess that opens up so much more because of what happened at the end. Let's just go ahead and reveal it.
Oh yeah, unique. The man, the myth.
Unique. That's something we both called.
Right, 100%. It's
unique. I mainly believe they killed him too early. That's why
I thought
he couldn't be dead.
Exactly. We're gonna find out they didn't kill him at all. I will say this. I will say this before we dive into unique and. Before we go into unique, I want to do the theories transition because from unique, we can just jump into theories and stuff and kind of just spend the rest.
You don't even got to explain it. Just let's keep it rolling.
Yeah. So I feel like they're hinting at something with Kanan because every time Kanan does something, especially when he's talking to Ronnie, he's like, you don't know me, you don't know me, motherfucker. Like.
Oh damn! You didn't do the big changeover, bro.
Nah. Because this is Kanan talking.
Oh,
you know?
You just rolling.
Right. Yeah, I'm just rolling. This is Kanan talking. You know,
my bad. I'll let you go,
motherfucker. You know, I can't do the voice. I ain't talented like that. But yeah, like, he's just like on a whole nother level with this transition that. And the thing is, like, we haven't seen him really. It was just like, I think Marvin said it last episode when they were at the mall. When Marvin was like, boy, I don't care who your daddy was. I'm about to take my belt out and whoop your ass. Like, that was hilarious. But seeing that transition from freaking Kanan, it was like instant. It was like instantaneous. So, I don't know. Like, to me, I feel like we're going to jump into more of that. Maybe he feels like he's more of a man now because he got a girl pregnant. I don't know, you know. But yeah. So now let's jump into the theory side of things, and we'll go ahead and we'll show unique, because I have something cool to say about that. All right. So here we go. We're gonna jump into some theories right now. Listen, Tana, I want you to give me like a scale, 1 out of 5. Do you think that was unique? Or do you think that was the ghost of unique? Because all season long, we've been seeing...
That was definitely unique. There ain't no ghost about it, boy.
This motherfucker said
that's unique.
He said, nah, that's him. That's him.
I mean, it was kind of odd, you know. Everybody just left, and then boom, he's there.
Because
I think it's unique.
The way they show him, he looks like homie. That scrap that Lou kept on seeing. He kind of just like appeared like that, you know.
I mean, that is something valid mention there. Well, what if it is a ghost? But you know.
It wouldn't have been unique all beat up, right? If it wasn't ghost. Okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're putting down.
I like the question. I like it a lot, but you know, it could be. Who knows? But I'm gonna say that's unique, no doubt. That is him.
So I mentioned that question because I saw it on Twitter, and we're about to switch over to Twitter in a few. But I also been seeing out there. I want to get your
like I told you, bro, from episode 9, that scene with them driving Lou to rehab. I felt like that was foreshadowing Neek showing up in this episode. You even thought Neek was gonna show back up and kill somebody.
I thought so. So with that though, we both thought, and we could obviously see that we're wrong, that Ronnie was Breeze.
Yeah.
Turns out, I'm seeing here on Twitter that everybody's saying that Breeze is actually unique. What do you think about that?
Hey, his face is a little disfigured. Who knows? Maybe he does come back with a new name. You know, right. Maybe his memory's a little fucked up. You know, he's not all there. Because he did get beat pretty bad.
I'm going to switch over to Twitter real quick. Here on the Power Hour.
That's bullshit. Take this.
We're going to have to see this.
Make sure he's dead.
I mean, that little... All right, we'll let it play and then...
Right. Like, where did he come from? He just showed up.
He's Breeze, bro. Breeze just shows up.
If you take anything at all from all this bullshit, take this. When you kill a nigga, make sure
he's dead.
Yeah,
and I told you.
Say, that is Neek.
Yeah, no. Based I feel you because that monologue.
Yeah.
That monologue, yes, 100%. And also, we both said, how are you not going to check? You ain't even going to bury him. You're just going to throw him.
Yeah,
I felt like that was a big indication that Unique was going to make a comeback.
Well, my main thing is he just threw him out. How ain't nobody find him?
Yeah, exactly.
He just kind of drove to the side of the road and threw him out. Like, you mean there's no like
nah, he was in the forest.
Nobody hiking through the forest or hunting, you know. Somebody finding them. I don't know. That was just my thought on that whole dumping them in the forest. I mean, if I'm getting rid of a body, I wouldn't do it like that.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first, guys. Ghost is getting rid of bodies. Don't mess with
them. Oh, man.
So, I'm scrolling down just try to see if we can catch something real quick. We kind of talk about hey, first off, shout out to Mama Rock. Rock, this whole season has been, as much as she annoyed the freak out of me this whole episode, like this whole season, Rock is a baddie.
I mean,
well,
one thing I can say, Rock is Rock. I definitely like what she told Howard. She was like, how the fuck Everything that happens to everybody is my problem, but then y'all gonna come to me. How is what you say? How am I the problem and the solution?
Hey, oh,
yeah.
Nah. And I know why you like that, because nah, you and me both, we can attain to that a lot. We can attain to that message a lot. And like that was very powerful. That was dope. You know, this right here, this is interesting to me. We haven't even seen this bitch just jumped in the car and left and never came back to work. The social worker.
Shit, bro. That crazy motherfucker Ronnie pulled up on her. She gone. She probably transferred.
Is this how you felt after you saw the episode? You think all right, so I want to touch on what you think on for next season. Let's start touching on that. Like, do you think Snaps and Pops is going to have a bigger, like, we're going to see more
what's going on?
Yeah.
With them. I'm curious on that too, because well, Ronnie's dead now, so technically they just got fucked out of their investment, because they fronted money to Ronnie. Now Ronnie's dead. How are they going to get their money? Is there still going to be war?
I think so. But remember, yeah, they gave Ronnie the money, but they also made a deal with Kanan to work for Kanan to work for them, pretty much. So they may make Kanan work for them. And here's my theory, and this is just the writer in me, right? What if Rock makes Kanan or convinces Kanan to be the inside of Snaps and Pops to take over that whole organization?
I mean, that would be pretty good, because that's like a whole, they're like the big dogs, the top dogs. So
because
what better
I,
way to
take money
down than have an inside person, you know?
Right.
And
but
he,
also,
we're already seeing Kanan plotting, making moves by himself on the inside for what he did with Ronnie. You know, him and Ronnie planned that whole thing to get that money, Rock, and everybody there. He probably did all that just so Ronnie would let his guard down and he could do what he was going to do. So,
100%. Also, did you not realize the amount that Ronnie asked for, quote unquote, Ronnie asked for, was the amount that he had borrowed from Snaps and Pops?
I can recall the dollar amount that he borrowed from them, but that is a valid point.
So my theory is, I feel like Rock is actually trying to take this money back to the Italians so she don't owe him a favor. But I see Kanan being like, hey, yo, don't do that. I have an idea. And then I feel like Kanan is going to be the one to forefront that whole situation of, hey, let me give this back to Snaps and Pops so they can trust me again. And it's going to be good for them, because they're going to be like, yo, we got rid of that crazy motherfucker, Ronnie. They don't got to worry about him. Now they're going to give me all the work. And then that's how the whole situation is going to happen, of them trying to take over from the inside. That's how I see it. That's how I would write. Put me on the payroll, 50. Put me on the payroll.
my thing, I'm gonna go back to the Kanan kidnapping scene real quick. That yeah, kind of reminded me of somebody.
Is it Tariq St. Patrick?
Yep, exactly. You remember? I mean, although Kanan's circumstances, he planned that, but you remember Tariq was, well, held for ransom by the Italians.
Ghost
and Tommy had that.
Yeah, but Tariq planned that out too. He went to the Italians.
He did.
He planned that out too. Yeah, he told
Italians. Oh yes, hey, you're right. He went to him. Hey, my dad will pay you. Yep, I'm remembering it correctly now. Yep. See,
bro.
Look at that, bro. See, look at that.
This is why we partners, bro.
I couldn't recall exactly how that went down, but Kanan getting kidnapped reminded me of that. So there's so much similarities between Kanan and Tariq.
There was only one kidnapping with Tariq that was not planned, and that was
Juke. That was with Juke. Yeah.
Exactly. But the Italians, remember, he goes in, he starts speaking in Italian with them. So that yeah, man, that was huge. That was very freaking huge. Mm-hmm. Let me see. What else do we want to touch on here?
Like, is there a reason they're showing all these similarities? I don't know.
Right. Yeah, and so we find Kanan finally has a body. He finally has a body. I wish, you know what? For the next season, I feel like we should do a body count. Because by the time the next season comes around, we'll have Power Book 2 come out. We could start doing a body count for Tariq and Kanan. Because right now, Tariq, how many bodies Tariq got?
Shit, Tariq got hella bodies right now.
And that's
he's even got before enough to count on two hands, probably.
Yeah, because that's before Power Book 2. Because remember that Ray, he killed Ray.
Mm-hmm.
That was like his official first kill.
See, I keep doing it, bro. I keep bringing us off topic. I mentioned Tariq, then you start getting into it,
bro, because that look. I said it earlier when we started this episode. Everyone's saying, "Oh, this is the best series of Power Raising Kanan." Raising Kanan is amazing. I love it. It's a great show.
Good.
But nothing. I mean, nothing tops Power Book 2, Tariq, Raiden.
I agree.
All the mommies in
100%.
There. 100%. Like, bro, like, they do. It does not touch it at all. At all, bro.
I agree, 100. No, this was definitely a good episode, though. Season for Kanan.
Yeah. Definitely, I would say, so let's do this. The ranking. So this is what, season 3? Rankings, yep. Of season 1, 2, and 3, how would you put those in order? For me, it'll be
season 3 for sure. They're kind of in order for me. 3, 2, 1.
Three, okay. You see, me personally, I would go 3, 1, 2. I actually liked 1 better than season 2.
Just because
I felt like we got more of that nostalgia factor in it, in season 1 of just the time we felt the time error, where we feel it now, and we definitely felt it in season 2, but it's not as on the nose as that season 1. Like we can tell, like, we were in the 90s in season 1, like everything that was going on, whether it was the clothing, the music, the iPods, whatever, you know, you really felt that 90s era season 1. But that's just me. But yeah, season 3 is definitely number 1. Hopefully they can top it with season 4.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, so shit, man, we pretty much knocked that out of the park, man. What are you expecting for next season? Let's kind of trickle on there, and then we can kind of talk about what we're going to start for the weeks to come.
Like I said, the Snap and Pops, you know, they're going to be, or Snap and Pop, Crackle, whatever their names are, you know, they're definitely going to be big in the next season, because one, they're going to want their retirement money, you know. Somebody's going to have to pay them. Whether that's Kanan going back and working with them, or Kanan's going to work with his mom, and together they're going to take them out, you know. The other thing to consider too is how is Kanan going to, when he finally gets over that shock, how is he going to react to Rock taking out Howard, you know? So that's gonna be something big.
I kind of got mixed emotions on that. like, cause he was like in shock, but he was like, I don't know, like he didn't seem upset, but he definitely was like, oh shit, he just popped my pops, you know.
Nah, he was in shock. That's full on shock right there. I don't know how to put it in words, but he was definitely in shock. I feel like, I don't know, he's gonna want some sort of explanation, or maybe he was in shock that, you know, he expected it. Like, man, my mom is who I thought she is this whole time.
Yeah.
You know. So maybe that was the kind of shock he was experiencing, you know.
He was talking to her hella crazy this season, bro. Episode 9 especially, where he's like, I got people who can send you away too. What people you got, Kanan? Because we haven't seen them. Snaps and Pops? That ain't your people. You're their people. You know? Like, I don't know. That to me is...
I did good. Like how we're seeing him making moves, making plans. Now that was, you know, that's Kanan we know.
What I want to say on that, and for the season to come, I feel like what we're going to start seeing is more of a collaborative
within the family.
Kanan, exactly, a Kanan and Rock situation. I think Marvin's going to always be Marvin. Marvin's always going to be the enforcer. He's going to be the guy you send out when you need something done. He don't want the you know, the stature of being the boss man and all that. So he don't want that. He wants to be the guy who goes out and just kills a couple bodies or moves product or whatever it is. I feel like Kanan and Rock right now are going to be what, who is Kanan? I always forget Kanan's gangster dad or quote unquote dad is.
DEFCON.
DEFCON. I feel like it's going to be like DEFCON and Rock together again. Like that type of relationship when it comes to the business. With Rock and Kanan coming next season. Hey, for those of y'all who are jumping on Twitter, on the lives and all that stuff, hit that like button, comment your thoughts and theories. We'll definitely touch on them if you want. All that good stuff.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they would kill Rock?
Ooh.
Whether it be...
I still think my theory of Kanan killing Rock, I still think that's going to be a thing. I still think, or I mean, it's either that or it's going to be Rock is going to die trying to protect Kanan. It's that simple. It's either those are the only two possible ways that if Rock is going to die, it's going to be like that. Either protecting Kanan, like how she did here. I thought she was going to die here. I literally thought that. Or it's going to be Kanan's going to take the shot. But she would have to betray Kanan and trust her.
I think she's going to die, or she's going to go away. Prison. Oh. She's going to do some time. Because in OG Power, when he meets up with Tommy and Ghost, he mentions, oh yeah, I just had to go visit my mom. But before I came here, you know, so where did he go visit her, you know, at her cell, you know, or the grave site, you know.
We need to do this, all right. And for those of y'all who are watching, let me know if you will be down for this. We need to do a rewatch of the original Power. We need to do that. Because there's a lot of stuff that are connected here. I totally forgot about that. That he mentioned that. Like, you think she's still alive right now in Power Book 2?
Possibly, yeah. It's possible.
That's interesting. Alright, well, you got anything else you want to touch on before we do our little outros and we talk about what's...
Yeah. So now Howard is dead, which that's obviously, they're going to pin everything on him.
Right.
How do you think that's going to follow up? Or are the feds just going to be like, yep, it was Howard. He's the big guy. He was involved in everything. We're going to pin it all on Howard. Or are they still going to continue?
I got a question.
Go deeper.
I got a question before I answer your question.
Answer your question. Answer my question with a question.
Exactly. Famous was being told to by the cops. Was he helped by Howard by any way?
I mean, they know he was.
Well, remember, they're trying to make it to where, hey, we need a confession out of you. And remember, Famous is like, no, just give me a lawyer. If Famous finds out that Howard is dead, do you think that's the switch he's going to turn? He's going to be like, no, you know what? Yeah, it was all Howard. And the thing is, they can't prove if something happened, you know, because they're saying, oh, it was all self-defense of what Famous got arrested for. That they're trying to tell him, we can make this self-defense if you say you knew Howard. I think it'll be a lot easier. So, yeah, they're going to pin everything on Howard. That is for sure. But I feel like it's going to help out multiple
people. Yeah, well, my question was, they're going to pin everything on Howard, but are they still going to dig deeper in this case, or are they going to consider it case closed?
I would like to think they'll close it, but the thing that makes me like eerie about that is the way, because how did the FBI know that Lou was in the fucking in the home?
They're the FBI, bro.
Yeah, but like
they probably know what we're doing right now.
Oh well, yeah, obviously, but I just feel like. Because that therapist knew a lot. Like, a lot. Like, he knew about the business. He knew about all that. Like, and they kept...
I mean, he's a therapist. He can't really say anything.
But still, he still knew about the business. If it's harmful to the people that he's doing the stuff with, they can definitely cut that off. He could definitely snitch on them. I just feel like Rock is the type of person that the reason why they drove him out so far to this like rehab place was to kind of get away. So this is why my thoughts are, is the therapist kind of like not informing with the FBI, but he kind of called them like, hey, look, such and such is over here. Come talk to him. Because he does ask, you know, Lou does bring it up later and he's like, yeah, I heard about that. You know, like, I don't know, like, those are like little hints, and with power, you gotta pretty much keep an eye on everything. So, I don't know, what do you think about that?
I mean,
I think you're breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You were sounding like Ronnie for a second there.
Oh, my bad. I don't know. I hope it's just case closed. They move on from that. But we're going to move on from that question. My next question is, what do you think Unique's role will be going into the season to come, season four?
So here's my thing with
that. Is Neek going to be back as Neek, or is Neek going to be back as this so-called Breeze?
So, yeah, so that was going to be my question. I don't remember much of Breeze from the original Power. Like, they just kind of mentioned him here and there, but what was...
Breeze is the dealer that taught Kane and Tommy and Ghost everything they knew. Ghost killed Breeze.
So...
And there's a scene where Kanan took Tariq to the house and even told Tariq, yeah, you know, that this is the same house where Ghost killed Breeze. And I've read a lot online, dived into a couple theories. A lot of people say that house that he took Tariq to is Neek's house. So
that's why they thought it was Ronnie.
Yep. So You know, like I said, you know, with Neat getting beat so bad, you know, his face is disfigured. Does he remember, like, that he's Neat, or is his memory just jumbled up? You know, like, he's confused, and he's going to come back as this new Breeze character. What do you think?
Or
is Neek, or is he?
I think Neek is. I definitely think Neek is Neek, but I think Neek is not is going to do what Kanan did with Tariq. I feel like he's gonna come in and like not tell Rock that he's back in the picture, and he's gonna start teaching Kanan the game like Kanan taught Tariq. But you remember, Kanan introduced himself as Slim to Tariq. I think Unique is gonna introduce himself as Breeze.
I like that.
And then they're gonna like start teaching, and then eventually Rock is gonna find out that Unique is alive, and your theory of Rock dying, that's gonna come into play.
Or going away. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
Here we go. We got Ronnie back on the streets. We got Ronnie back on the stream. What's up, Ronnie? Talking like that. Well, all right. Well, we lost some audio there. Are you good now? Nah, yeah, you still breaking.
Sure. Right. Well, I don't know.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good now.
I was just saying that was well said, well put. Couldn't have said it any better, what you just summarized and came up with.
I mean, look, the only reason why I thought about it is because you keep on mentioning the foreshadowing. And mm-hmm. that will be a big foreshadow of him, like, bringing it in. Or maybe.
Well, my thing to that, though, is, like, What would be Neek's, like, what would be his vendetta against Rock to do that, you know?
Lying
about
Howard being Kanan's father.
That would really be.
Because think about it. This whole time, he's thinking he's hooking up with DEFCON's chick.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't know that.
I thought you were going to reference the setup when they set him up for Howard's murder or the first
shooting. No. I feel like more on that. I feel like this season coming up, more people are going to find out that Howard, because think about it. Once they run that blood sample on him and they start putting two and two together, they're going to realize, oh, shit, his homie's dad is really fucking the dead cop. And if he was really, like, hiding out in there, he heard everything. He knows that Howard is his dad. You know, if he's, because I did see that a lot, that people were saying, Unique has been just stalking everybody pretty much.
Yeah, I would say that is what he's probably been doing, and that's what's gonna make him, you know, teach Kanan the game, like you said. Maybe he's been watching all the moves
that Kanan is
that were being made, you know.
Yeah, dude. All I know is that'll make me excited, bro. That'll make me excited.
What do you think he feels, you know, when he was just standing there looking at Ronnie? Was he like, well, you had it coming, motherfucker, or like, man, this is sad, but you had to go, or
why didn't you listen to me?
Why
didn't you listen to me? I told you, shit's different now. That's what I'm feeling. He's thinking in his head.
Okay. Nice.
Because at the end of the day, as much as he like was pissed off at Ronnie, he was fighting Ronnie, he didn't kill Ronnie. Remember, he beat him up. He left him on the ground.
Ronnie killed him.
Yeah, exactly. He left, but think about it. Think about that. he was pissed to the point to where, and he was the only one giving Ronnie the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, like he beat him up and he was like, nah, I ain't gonna kill you. Like, that's still my brother. And the fact that Ronnie killed him, like to me, I still feel like he had the remorse. You know, kind of like how Kanan was like, damn, little dude, you set me up, but I loved you more than I love my own son. That's what he said to Tariq. Tariq set him up with a cop.
Yeah.
Got shot up. So, you know, it's kind of like that same feel in a sense. But yeah, so we kind of go rambling all day about this show because we love it. And we can't wait for season 4.
I like weeks to come. That point, bro. Valid. But go ahead.
Weeks to come. Our plan is, yes, we know Power right now is over. It's in hiatus until we get Power Book 2 to come back out. Our plan, starting next week, we're going to do the final trailer reveal of BMF. We're going to start touching BMF, everybody. Cheers. Yes. We're going to start doing BMF season 2. We're going to do every episode.
F is for family.
Yes, the F is for family. Yes, sir. My thoughts in general on BMF. I watch it because Power's not on. Right? And I don't want to talk down about it. I'm really hoping for this second season, the acting is way better. Third season. I hope the acting is way better. I hope the acting is way better because last season, wow, that was bad. Last season was bad. It was bad, bro. It was pretty bad. What was homegirl's name? The wife of the dude when they were in Atlanta.
The boy that got killed.
What's his name?
I know exactly who.
Yeah, you're but Meech comes back to the penthouse and she's like, "You killed him." I was like, "Yo," I was laughing. I was like, "You are a horrible actor, yo." Like, come on, what happened to the budget, 50? What happened to the budget?
I don't know. It's gonna be good. I enjoy watching it.
I mean,
I don't pay attention to the acting. I just the story for me.
I guess. I don't know, bruh. It took me out of the story. That was the situation. It took me out the story. That's how bad it was. But yeah. I have faith in 50. I love seeing Lala. I mean, this is the first. So this is officially the first show that shows Lala. All out. You know. Kudos to Lala. Ooh.
That's why he watches it.
Oh, all day every day. Nah. But I am interested to see where they go. So we're gonna be doing that for the coming weeks until the new Power season starts up and comes up.
Power season. Maybe we'll go over that hit list.
Yeah, hit list. For Kanan and Tariq, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, my plan is to make. You know, we're gonna keep going live here, but I definitely would like to do a Patreon channel for exclusive, you know, subscribers to go on there. And I would like to do watch-alongs of the original Power. And we could just, you know, commentate, watch the episode, commentate of what we thought and kind of, like, tie it into the new stuff. That's later. That's the big overall plan. That's definitely where I want to lean to. Because I feel like, especially now, there's a lot of tie-ins with Kanan, with Power Book 2, that is tying into very much so the original Power series, and yeah. Love it, and I think that'll be something fun we can do. But yeah, guys, without further ado, do we have anything else you want to touch on before we get out of here?
No, we're gonna be covering BMF, going over that hit list, and keeping an eye out for any updates on Power Book 2.
Yeah, I think there was a post.
You saw that teaser on the possible release date drop. But yeah, I didn't see anything follow up after that.
Michael Rennie Jr. out here playing with everybody's hearts. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Get it together, guys. Get it together. But yeah, man, that's all we got for today. See y'all next week. And we'll definitely drop an episode next week. And we can do it a little earlier next week since there's no episode coming out. So whenever we're free next week.
For sure.
Weekend, we can kind of jump on that. All right,
guys. Thank y'all for joining us. This is the Ghost with the Power Hour. Y'all have a good day.
Signing out.
We out. Well, Ghost out.